Let's go to Iraq now. Nouri Kamal al-Maliki has been nominated for a second four-year term as prime minister there. And in order to get that nomination, he's had to reach across a number of sectarian lines. Specifically, he had to reach out to anti-U.S., pro-Iranian Shiite groups, and that's making the U.S. very nervous. Joining us live from Baghdad is Stephen Lee Myers, Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi. So maybe you can tell me about, it's not just the U.S. that's upset with how Nouri al-Maliki has put together his government, but there are actually Sunni leaders that are upset about it, too. What's at issue here?
I think there are a lot of things at issue, but mostly he's promised to be inclusive and include as many of the different parties in Iraq. And I say parties also so ethnic and sectarian groups to include them in the government. What he's done so far is pursue a very, in the mind of many people here, a very sectarian approach to first shoring up an alliance that at the moment only has Shia in it.
So what is the U.S. nervous about? Are they trying? What are they afraid of with him reaching out to Shiite groups?
I think there are a couple things. One of the largest coalitions that he now has on his side supporting his candidacy for prime minister are the Sadrists. These are followers of the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who, if you remember, has been one of the groups that has fought both the Iraqi forces and even more specifically the American forces during the course of the war. They now say they've laid down their arms and they're participating in the political process, but that still makes the Americans very nervous because these lawmakers are not friends of the U.S. role here at all, even now. For others in Iraq, I think they're nervous that a government that is dominated only by Shiite is going to exclude other parties. Iraq is a multi-ethnic, multi-sectarian country, and there's a fear here that being outside of the government, unlike in our country where there's a tradition of opposition politics, being outside here means losing everything. And so there's a fear that that the Sunnis especially will be disenfranchised. And when Sunnis have been disenfranchised here in the past, that's fueled the insurgency.
So, but it is at least a good thing. I mean, are Iraqis at least happy that they finally have a government in place?
I think most of them are frustrated. And even now, there's still weeks to go as they put together a cabinet of ministers and fill all the positions in the government.
Okay, that is Stephen Lee Myers. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the new government. Nouri al-Maliki now has been nominated for a second four-year term as prime minister of Iraq, having to reach out to many different groups, including anti-U.S. pro-Iranian Shiite groups, in order to put that government together.